was a charmer of snakes. He was a trainer of animals. She had the face of an angel, and she had the heart of a saint. But he had the smile of a devil, and a heart as black as pink. He paid his addresses and begged for caresses, and that's what he finally got. She learned to care a lot. No rattler could rip her, or no python could nip her, for she was the last word in class. Sweet Flossie Farmer, the lovely snake charmer, who fell for a snake in the grass. She shunned all the geezers on flying trapezes, and let all the acrobats pass. But sweet Flossie Farmer, the lovely snake charmer, went boom for a snake in the grass. She didn't care for his rhinoceroses, geariatazing, tra-la. She didn't care for his hippopotamuses, geariata, woo-la-la. She flittered and fluttered at each word he uttered. The scoundrel had plenty of brass. But when they started kissing, the snake started hissing, for he was a snake in the grass. No boa constrictor had slapped her or kicked her. She had them all doped up with gas. But sweet Flossie Farmer, the lovely snake charmer, was nuts for a snake in the grass. She didn't care for his sea, a lioness, a chariot, a chariot, a zing, a ding-dong. She didn't care for his kangaroo, a moose, a moose, a chariot, a chariot, a zing, bing-pong. She swore she'd obey him, her salary pay him. The snakes overheard the poor lass, and it isn't surprising they filled him with poison, for he was a snake in the grass.